Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. I'm not sure about you, but since COVID and staying home, or if you're an essential worker, life just seems a little different. And it should, because it is. Joining us today to make a little bit of sense out of our 2020, because we had big plans for 2020. But we've got Aki with us this morning. You can go to resetmylifestyle.com to find out more. Good morning, Aki.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I'm so glad that you could talk, because I've been trying to get you on since the beginning of this COVID situation to just make sense of it. Can you make sense of it?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you. So since 2020 has come in like a hurricane, the most important thing, the one thing that I have been telling everybody is to wake up and pay attention. The effect of 2020 on our minds is amazingly, fearfully, crazy. Hello. It started in January where Australia was burning to hell, and it's just been nonstop all the way. So the way that I tell everyone to weather the storm is to, number one, turn off the news. That's major. Turn off the TV. For one, just take it off and just go a couple of weeks. And for some people, I would say, go 1 week. Try 1 week without any outside source of negativity, chaos, confusion, division, all of that nonsense. Turn it off. Because what's happening is all of that stress, all of that confusion is, for whatever reason, is just being forced down our throat. And so what's happening is our mind, our subconscious mind, you know, I love talking about the subconscious mind, is taking it all in. So when you're seeing these news clips, when you're seeing this information that's being pushed out over the airwaves, over the TV, just everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, your subconscious mind is taking it all in, all of those distractions, all that heaviness, and you're carrying it with you underneath. It's underlying. You're going throughout your day, you're sleeping at night, and it's just churning inside and churning inside. It does not stop. If you listen to any of the other interviews that we've talked about, I'll tell you over and over again, your mind does not make a difference between what's right, wrong, good, bad, truth or not truth. It's just going to take in whatever it says. And it's just going to do whatever it thinks you want it to do. It's going to keep you safe and keep you protected, because that's one of the main goals, or the main things that we as humans are hardwired to do, to keep ourselves protected. And so when we're listening to these things, when we hear these things, when we talk about these things, all we're doing is we're programming ourselves at that subconscious level that life is not safe. Life is not good. There's nothing but chaos. There's nothing but heaviness. And so we put ourselves in that protective mode. So we're walking around literally in survival mode, and that is not a place that we are to live in. We are to be able to walk in absolute peace, because when you calm yourself down, when you relax, when you go to sleep at night, you settle in, and eventually, some people it's a lot bit more difficult, eventually you'll settle down into that absolute peace where your mind is able to just relax. And you're able to allow sleep to come upon you. You fall asleep, you drift off so that your body can reset. That what we need to be doing. But if you're listening to those things, that's not what's actually happening. Your mind, your body is still turning in all of that negativity. So that's first and foremost, most important. Turn that stuff off. The second thing that I tell instruct everyone is to find your truth. Your truth is what I call your true north. That true north is what's guiding you and what's leading you in every area of your life, in every aspect. And so if your true north is grounded in this anger and hatred and this negativity and feeding off of all of that, that's where you are being led. Subconsciously, you're continually walking in that direction. And if you've heard that that phrase about the rich, if you're out looking for riches, you're going to find them. If you're out going on that rich hunt, you're going to find riches. It's very true.
That's interesting. I love how you say that, because that's the same analogy of when people would say, you are what you think, you are what you eat, you buy a red car, all of a sudden you start seeing red cars. So if you're looking for success, or if you're looking for hatred, or if you're looking for a specific thing, you're going to find it.
Absolutely. You will see it everywhere, even in places that it's not. Have you ever known anyone where you can say anything and they will just automatically flip it around so that they're a victim, or they'll flip it around so that it's something rude or arrogant or negative? It's all the same thing. It's just because they are programmed to see or to feel or to believe ugliness or hatred or negativity. And so you can be walking along, minding your own business, and then out of the blue, it's like, oh, you said this, or oh, you did that, and you're this, and you're that, and you're like, what? It's all the same thing. So finding your truth, that is so key. Finding your inner peace, finding your balance, setting yourself on that plate where you have that security, knowing that you are okay, you are fine, and that gives you more confidence in yourself. It gives you more strength. It gives you more power. It empowers you because you have your peace, and no matter what the chaos is around you, no matter what you see going on around you, you're able to pull yourself back to that safe space or that neutral ground. And that's so important in this environment that we're in now, to be able to walk in neutrality. Because what they, and I don't really know who quote-unquote they are, but it's life outside that's trying to feed us and divide us and to pull us down. They're wanting us to be, I don't want to say they in that sense. It's like bringing us down to that place where we're feeling that negativity, where we're living in that negativity, dwelling in that negativity, and that is so not good. Because like you just said, if that's what you're focused on, that's what you're going to go in the direction of. That's never good, especially if you're going into that negativity or that heaviness. Never good.
So I came up with, I know that we don't want to call it a they, or maybe we should call it an it, but it is a frequency, okay? So just imagine, I'm imagining those 5G towers that we see that take our breath away. They're so huge. Yeah. You know, if we think of ourselves like a, not like a 5G tower, but like a tower who picks up on certain signals, and then whatever is the strongest signal, that's what we live and we eat and we breathe all day. How about if we start off in the morning with maybe some meditation? A lot of times it's hard to do meditation. It is. It's like, I got to get up and check my bank account. How low is it today? So we automatically kind of have a negative programming system in us. Why don't we wake up all positive and perky every day?
Well, it goes back to what you've been programmed to believe, programmed to know. If you have insecurities about yourself, or if you are confused and you don't know where you're going, and especially with everything that's going on, now, people have lost jobs, they've been laid off, they don't know where they're going to go from here, they don't know what they're going to do. We've been getting assistance on the outside, but what's going to happen when that stops, when it eases back, then where are we going to go? You're already set in that negativity, in that status. And absolutely, it's like we're energy masses. And it's similar, even if you don't believe that, let's go with the person who says, oh, that's a lot of woo-woo nonsense. Okay, then answer this. When you walk into a room and there's an argument that's going on, do you not feel it? You can walk into a room and they will immediately shut down. They'll stop the conversation. They'll stop the argument. You can feel it in the air. You can cut it like a knife. So if you're able to walk into a room where two people are going at it in anger and you can feel that, you can pick up on it, and it triggers a response in you. If you're the type of person where you have to have peace and it makes you nervous or it makes you on edge, it forces you or causes you to be something, to respond or react in some kind of way. Now, when you walk outside the door and you're stepping into the world, if you're walking in and you're listening to what's going on TV and all of that, what is it doing to you? Think about that. How is that affecting you? It's affecting you, whether you believe it or not, it is. And so by removing all of that that's beating you, taking that out, move forward in that peace. Meditate. Please meditate at night. If it's the last thing you do, you put on earbuds, listen to that meditation. If it's natural sounds that you need, listen to that nature, ocean, and find a good guided meditation and listen to that. And find yourself, use this time, switch it around. It's not negative, it's positive. Use this time to find yourself, find your truth, and move forward in that peace, move forward in that stability. That's what's going to take you through. You have to have that confidence in yourself and who you are, knowing that everything will work out together for your good. It always does. It just is. But we grow up in life knowing the exact opposite, and we live our life fighting against it. Go back to your neutrality. Go back to the beginning. Reset your life. Reset your confidence, yourself. Be everything that you were created to be. Balanced, strong, empowered, full of love, full of life, and move forward and live your best life.
Okay. I like it. Live your best life. If you're just not tuning in, that's Aki. She's back. Our first show in 2020, so I'm so proud that I got her. ResetMyLifestyle.com is where you can go. What are these effects of 2020 having on your mind, your body, your spirit, physically, mentally, spiritually? It's affecting all of us in some form or fashion, from just putting on a mask. Well, first, remembering to put on the mask when you get out of your car, right? It's a new routine for us. So during this new routine, we might as well come up with a new us. It's the time. We've never had this much time to work on ourselves, right, Aki? Normally we get a vacation of a week, 2 weeks, or a Christmas vacation, Thanksgiving, and we try to get our life together, and it's just not enough time. But this is good. This is real good.
Yes. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I love it.
So are you being more creative these days?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh. They're creating this program, coming up with new ideas. It's been amazing. Oh, my gosh. kind of a question on myself on success. So what's stopping me from success? It was very profound. Very, very profound. When we build our life around people, possessions, and positions, what I saw or what came out of it is those things can be taken away. And once those things are taken away, your life is gone because you've built your life around those things. And it's amazing.
So it's people, possessions, and positions that kind of hold us back?
No, it's when you build your life or you create who you are based off of those things. So if you build your success and you build who you are around your position or what you have, your possession, this is who I am, well, those things can be taken away, whether you lose it through this pandemic, whether that person walks away, or that person turns against you, your life is gone. Because your life is built around those things. You cannot build your life around those things. You've got to build your life within you on who you are. It's who you believe yourself to be. It's who you know yourself to be and the abilities that you have. You trust in yourself and your ability. And it doesn't matter what anybody does. It doesn't matter what's taken away. It can be everything. But you know that you are enough, or you know that you got this, and it doesn't matter.
Wow. I like it. And we've heard that saying, you got this, you got this. Why do people have to tell us that? We never say it to ourselves, like, I got this. We just kind of know. It's a knowing with us. But if someone says, hey, Aki, you got this, and you're like, I do, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. And so I did that session. I had a session done on myself about what's stopping me from great success, because I kept feeling like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but I can only get so far. And I couldn't understand what in the world is stopping me. And so, oh my gosh, RTT, I love it so much.
Oh. So you got to tell us. You got to tell us what RTT means.
RTT is Rapid Transformational Therapy. And it's basically using hypnosis as a tool or a guide to take you to the root cause of whatever problem, whatever issue you have. Because you have blocks. Things are stopping you. And physically you're looking at it and you're saying, it's because this, it's because that, or I have no idea why. It's just part of who I am. That's not true. Every habit of action is run by a habit of thought. You do not know the root cause of what that belief is, because it goes back to one moment in your lifetime where you created a belief that this is not available to you. Success is not available to me. I can't get this, or I can't do that. And so what RTT does is it takes you straight back to that moment, or it pinpoints that belief, the specific belief that you have that's causing you to have this habit of action. And so I have the luxury of being able to have RTT sessions done on myself, because everybody has issues, even your therapist.
Yeah.
Has everything that, you know, going on. Everybody has something. And so I did this on what is stopping you, what is blocking you from getting past and getting into that great success. And one of the things that I went through, I go back to something that was a theme that has played out in my life, basically. And I went back to seeing myself being birthed, literally. And it was like I had a sideways view. And as I was coming out of the birth canal, what I saw was so profound, and it was very difficult for me to put into words when I was talking to And Vanessa, when I was explaining to her what I was seeing in my subconscious mind. And so what I saw was, as I was being birthed into this world, it was like there was a sheet or a film that I was coming into, if that makes sense.
Right. It's like seeing your movie. It's like seeing it in action, or 4D or 3D, right? Seeing yourself on the third person.
Yes. And so as I'm coming into life, it's like that film was being enveloped around me as I was coming into existence. And what was interesting was what I saw that film to be, and what I was trying to explain to her was, being a woman of color meant that when I enter into this lifetime, into this world, what comes along with that are, I don't know how to describe it, circumstances. It's almost like it's a part of my existence, because in this world, people of color, there's issues, there's things. It just is.
Right.
And when you look, when you look at things that's going on, I mean, it's a given. When you're born into this world of color, there's obstacles that we have to overcome. It's just there. And so what I saw was, being born meant all of those obstacles and all of those things was just a part of the package.
Right.
I hope this makes sense, because I saw it clearly. It's just a little bit difficult to describe. The package that we're born with, or that we come into this world with, are those hindrances, the obstacles. But what I saw was, it had absolutely nothing to do with me. And it was just a sheath. It was like a film. And it coincided with another scene that I went through, where I saw myself in this bubble, and I was separate from everybody else or from other people in the world. It was like I was within this one group, and we were just different.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bubble that was around us that I thought was really interesting, because the bubble separated us. But when you think about a bubble, it is so minuscule that it doesn't have the power or the strength to really hold you back or to really separate, because you touch it and it vanishes.
Right.
But the bubble is there. And so when I saw that being burst into this world and seeing that film, what I saw was, it's all the same thing. It's there, but it has no power to hold you. There was another scene that I went through, my third scene that I went through. I was in this absolute darkness, and it was like I was wrapped in gauze, and then around that gauze was chains. And it was all to do with success. And basically what I saw was, it was not available for me, period.
Right.
And there was nothing I could do about it, period. There's the gauze wrapped around. It was like a cocoon. I saw myself wrapped up in a cocoon, and it didn't matter. The answer was no. But when I put all those things together, like we normally do with the RTC session, it all made absolute sense. What was preventing me from that great success was nothing more than that bubble that I believe to be what is holding me back and what is stopping me. But that bubble is not, although it exists, it has no power over me.
Right. It's almost like it's an illusion. But what is not an illusion this morning is our guest. It's Aki. We can go now to resetmylifestyle.com. resetmylifestyle.com. You have been a delight and a joy, and I could go on forever with you. So you'll have to come back and talk, because you're having workshops. You're having workshops. So all we have to do is go to resetmylifestyle.com and find out more. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I love it.
All right. Your 1 hour of Public Talk Radio is up. I know when we talk, people listen and we learn. So I am your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. We'll be back next weekend, same time, same station. And until we meet, and one day we will, you have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francie Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.